Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Paralympics in Paris. Here's Oisin Coyne.
Yes, thanks, Mary. Good morning. As you mentioned, final preparations underway for Team Ireland ahead of the Paralympic Games, with the opening ceremony taking place this evening. Let's head straight now live over to Paris and to our reporter, Siobhan Madigan. Siobhan, huge excitement building here at home, and I think Eamon Horan put it perfectly last night when he said, in the City of Light, it's time now for the athletes to shine.
Absolutely, Oisin. The 2024 Paralympic Games officially get underway later this evening. Anticipation and excitement, as you say, continues to grow both at home and here in Paris. Ireland have a 35-strong team set to appear at the Games. The Irish team will compete across 9 different sports over the next 11 days of competition. And in doing so, they extend our record of having appeared at every Paralympic Games since the first took place back in the Italian capital of Rome in 1960. And make no mistake, this is our best prepared team in terms of funding. Investment of some €8 million has been pledged by the Irish government into high performance Paralympic sport in Ireland from the Tokyo Games right through to this Paris cycle. And so the Irish team will be hoping to match or maybe even enhance on their medal total of 7 from the Tokyo Games, although an improvement on the 4 gold medals from 3 years ago may be difficult, with a number of high-profile retirements and a few absentees through injury as well. But this is Paris, as you say, the city which shone so beautifully last month for the start of the Olympic Games and that spectacular ceremony on the River Seine. Today, though, it's the turn of Paralympians worldwide to become the focus of attention. The lights will centre on the famous Champs-Élysées, the Arc de Triomphe and the Place de la Championne, for this evening's opening ceremony. Ireland will again have both the male and female flag bearer and table tennis competitor Colin Judge and the Rohini sprinter and medal contender Orla Comerford. In all, 4,500 athletes representing a record 165 countries are set to parade the famous streets of the French capital ahead of action, which gets underway tomorrow. It's expected to draw the attention of an audience of some 4 billion worldwide. And these figures represent just how the Paralympic movement is now more relevant than ever before, how it generates more interest than ever before, and of course, how the impact of what happens here will be amplified to more countries than ever before, as coverage is bound to reach all 4 corners of the globe. Imagine it all. It's football in the in front of the Eiffel Tower, para-equestrian at the Palace of Versailles, and para-taekwondo and fencing at the spectacular Grand Palais. Oisin, the wait is almost over.
Brilliant stuff, Siobhan. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Now on to soccer, and St Patrick's Athletic may be heavy underdogs in tonight's second leg of their Conference League playoff against Istanbul Başakşehir. But last week's nil-all draw in the first leg, as well as their pace and more settled back four, will offer them hope. Speaking ahead of the game, Pat's manager Stephen Kenny understands the challenge at hand, but doesn't want to underestimate the quality of his side.
They're a potent team, and obviously they've proved that by competing with the top teams in Turkey over the last few seasons, and with the traditional big names in Turkey, and managed to obviously win the league and then qualify for Europe this season and be in the group stage. So they've got a lot of potent attacking players. From our point of view, we have been the underdog in every round. From, you know, we're in the fourth round now, we've been the underdog in every round. So what we don't do is underestimate ourselves.
And the action gets underway in Istanbul from 5 p.m. Irish time. Also, another busy night ahead for Premier League sides in the second round of the Carabao Cup. Among them, West Ham, who made the quarters last year, face Bournemouth, and Brentford are away to Colchester at 8 o'clock. Then at the City Ground, Nottingham Forest face 2023 finalist Newcastle. There was a number of managerial developments last night in the GAA. Mayo native Mike Solan is set to become the next Longford senior football boss. The Balladareen native, who managed Mayo to an All-Ireland under-21 success in 2016, will be recommended to club delegates at the next county board meeting. And Philly Ryan of Clonmel Commercials, meanwhile, will be the new Tipperary football manager. That's on a 3-year term, the review is set to take place after 2 years. And former Kingdom captain John Griffin is set to be the new Kerry senior hurling manager for the next 2 years. Aidan Healy and Sean Monsell will serve as his selectors. And it's day 2 of the World Under 20 Athletics Championships in Peru. 3 Irish runners feature in the men's 400 metre hurdle heats, including including David Davitt, Fintan Dewhurst and Sean Doggett. Later tonight, Louis Mallon competes in the men's 1500 metre heats, and Elizabeth Ndudi, who jumped a best of 5.95 metres in the women's long jump qualification, she'll feature in the final, which gets underway after 11 p.m. And in tennis, at the US Open, 14 seed Madison Keys will kick off the action at the Arthur Ashe Stadium against Michaela Juber. After a rusty win in his first round, Paris Olympic gold medalist Novak Djokovic is also back out on court. The defending champion will play in the showpiece against Laszlo Legere. And in cycling, Belgium's Wout van Aert won the 10th stage at the Vuelta a España. However, Ben O'Connor, who finished retains a 3 minute and 53 second overall lead. Ireland's Eddie Dunbar is up to 22nd on general classification, while Darren Rafferty starting the day in 87th. And finally, there's racing in Belliustown today, with the first of an 8 race card off at 4:15.
Oisín, thank you very much indeed.